Good Monday, one and all. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It is hard to believe, but we are now half over with calendar year 2014. And for a lot of businesses, we've just started a new fiscal year. So I thought it'd be a good time to sort of look at how things have played out in the first half of 2014 with our editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson. Good day to you.
Good day, Alan. Good to be back with you.
Let's talk about some of the major trends that you've been able to identify in the first half of 2014 from Lexington's business standpoint.
Well, it seems that since I've been covering Lexington business since the beginning months of 2006, I've written a lot about the plans that are going on in Lexington, what we can expect to see in our downtown. And while I'm still writing those plan stories, as you as evidence with Rupp Arena, we have actually, since the beginning of the year, seen projects start in our downtown. There's the Center Point block, which a hole has been dug, and footers are about to start going in on the three-story underground parking garage that will be the foundation for the entire project, which is a block large, including multiple buildings with two hotels, 100 apartments, offices, and a steakhouse. And also right across the street, we're seeing now Upper has been closed off between Short and Main so that construction can begin on our 21C, which was announced a few years back. Had originally been planned to be open sometime this year. Clearly, that's not in the cards at this point. But the fact that we're seeing work there now lets us know it is all going to happen. And so that's really, I think, been a great thing for Lexington in 2014, where things are getting off the drawing board and actually hard hats are on, scaffolding is up, projects are happening in our downtown.
The real estate market in Lexington only basically slowed down. It never crashed like in other areas. What are you noticing in that realm?
Well, one of the aspects you see with the Center Point project is that it's apartments. It's not condos. A year ago, if you wanted to build anything massive, it had to be apartments to get lending, to get financing. From what I'm understanding now, that is no longer the case. If you want to do condos, that money is available again. You know, that has not been the case since the economic downturn in 2008. You know, we had projects go up in the downtown that stalled. You see the 500s on Main. Phil Hollebeck has taken over and is finishing up, but those were mainly going to be apartments this time around. But now, if you want to start building condos again, that's something that is available. And whether or not we're going to start seeing those projects in our downtown remains to be seen, because we have to have a major mixed-use development to have that start happening. But money has freed up. Developers are free to do that now instead of just having them be a rental apartments.
Going to crystal ball anything for the next 6 months or so?
I think we'll continue to see plans going on. We've got properties downtown that are planned to be developed. The Parking Authority is hoping to be able to build a parking garage on the east side of downtown at the confluence of Main and Vine. A major property right across the street from where that garage is supposed to be built is for sale, the former Bar Lexington Avio Bar Complex. It's got a for sale sign on it. We'll see what goes with that, whether or not it's going to be purchased, and I'd imagine if it is, leveled and something new be built up there. So there are a lot of things on the horizon. The mayor has said while suspending the Rupp project, he wants to start doing something with the High Street parking lot to get development going there. So I think we're starting to see a lot of things bubbling up along those rounds.
All right, our time is up for today. I want to thank you, Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. He's been our guest again today on BizLex Chat. Have a good one.
Thanks, Alan. You too.